Back to the water debate now, and an iwi leaders group says Māori are tired of being told by the government that no one owns water or that everyone owns water. In the wake of a new Waitangi Tribunal report, the freshwater iwi leaders group says it's time for the Crown to act and recognise Māori rights in lakes and rivers. The group's chairperson is Ruku Moana Schaffhausen. Good morning.
Good morning, Karen.
Kia ora, what does success look like for you? What is the goal here in your mind?
Well, first let me acknowledge the Waitangi Tribunal report and the New Zealand Māori Council for taking the matter to the tribunal. The success looks like the findings in that report being actioned. Success looks like, in my view and in the view of iwi chairs, is iwi and hapū working with this government to co-develop meaningful reforms that both address our rights and interests but at the same time improve the health and well-being of our waterways.
Does that mean that the Crown needs to acknowledge an ownership right for Māori in fresh water?
Yes, and that is what the tribunal report is essentially saying, in addition to the other points around RMA reform and so on.
And how hopeful are you that any government will agree to that, given it has been contentious for many years?
I remain optimistic. Again, this tribunal report, while it repeats what many of us already know, the opportunity again is for this government not to repeat the same mistakes of their predecessors. So I remain optimistic. This government is about to embark on an essential freshwater framework consultation. We're committed to working in collaboration with the Crown and other parties. Industry are also key to this conversation. So as a iwi chairs forum, we want to work with all those concerned to develop enduring solutions, not just for the challenges today, but for the future.
Is there not the possibility to deal with these issues on an iwi by iwi basis through settlements? And that was kind of the gist of the Supreme Court decision on Mighty River Power.
Yes, no, that that has to some extent, Waikato Tainui, for example, but again, it falls short of recognising our rights to our waterways, to our taonga. So in my view, it's an and in fact, we all know, all New Zealanders understand, we can't wait for another 10 to 15 years to address this matter. Our waterways are severely degraded and under pressure. So we must act, and we must act together with the Crown and other parties to resolve this issue.
So the tribunal has essentially encouraged court action here. This is likely to happen. What do you make of that, and would you expect a government to abide by whatever the court comes up with when it comes to a decision on proprietary rights of water?
Well, let's say, I mean, all options are on the table, but what I expect actually is that for the Crown to respond positively to the findings of the tribunal. I think while court action is an option, I would expect that we would work together to resolve this issue, to avoid court action. But again, that is available to iwi, to hapū, to pursue. It is available to the iwi chairs forum. But I would expect that we would that this government would respond positively and do the right thing.
Thank you very much for your time. That is Ruku Moana Schaffhausen.